Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on State of Our Workforce. Each month, we take a journey together. We will take a journey together into the heart of workforce innovation and explore how to build an equitable workforce. My name is Michelle Wilson. I am the Director of Evaluation and Learning at the National Fund. And as always, I'm super happy to be here. And I'm excited to have the other Michelle. Collectively at work, we are known as the Michelles. So happy to have Michelle Rafferty here, our Chief Program Officer at the National Fund, for our look back and look forward. Hey, Raf, how are you?
I'm great. I am happy to be joining you. I've been waiting all year for my chance to join you on the infamous State of Our Workforce. So thank you for having me.
And here you
go. All my internal lobbying paid off.
Yes, yes. And we were supposed to have Amanda Cage here, but she's a little under the weather. Shout out to you, Amanda. So you now have the stage to yourself. How fantastic.
It's a dream come true.
Dream come true. Yes. You know, always hold on to your dreams. What can I say?
Good advice.
So look back. So as some people like to say, like, we've been booked and busy at the National Fund in 2024, big time. So I want to start the conversation by talking about what our intentions were when we set out in 2024. I mean, I think at the top of January of last year, whenever we were thinking about how we're going to move through 2024, joy was a top of mind for all of us. And so I think we hit the mark. What do you think?
I absolutely think we've hit the mark. I really appreciate our staff and our network, that we always find time to have fun with one another. I think it's really important that we do that we can be goofy at times. I mean, that's what brings me joy, and you know that, Michelle.
You're good at it.
I like to crack some jokes, but it's more than that. I think about just how, when we are creating different spaces to bring people together, that our team, I think, just puts a lot of effort into making sure that we have engaging, informal, fun, supportive environments. And that keeps us all going. I think it keeps people energized when you get to connect with people in that way. Mm-hmm. And shift in Memphis. Hopefully those of you who are listening, you had a chance to join us. If not, you got to come next time, because that conference, and we put this conference on every other year, bringing together, you know, over 400 different leaders from workforce from across the country. Just shout out to Holly Marston on our team and Jessica Jones, together with the rest of the team, really collaborated to create a unique space. We heard that from all the conference attendees. You're bringing in music and art and real human experiences, and that's where joy comes from.
So obviously a big highlight. So we're still riding that wave. We had a few big projects that wrapped up and made their debut. When we think about the big, but we had some of our human-centered design work that we did. We had the career navigation work that we did. But what stands out for you about some of these larger projects and just the contribution to the field and how we'll move the work forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to talk about what stands out. And I know that a lot of people will always say, man, this was a really busy year. But this was a really busy year for us at the National Fund, and busy in a really good and productive way. And it's for what you mentioned, that there were some major projects that we kicked off. But we actually, as an organization and network, went through a strategic planning process and spent the entire year doing that. A big heavy lift, but also it being able to have those types of conversations where you take a step back and you think about the big picture, think about who you want to be in the future, what you really want to lead into, that definitely stands out. And I'm thinking about the different projects that we launched through that lens. And I think when I across the board, what feels really special to me about this time right now at the National Fund is that we are talking with workers and helping our network partners center worker voice and really partner with workers to co-create solutions in the way we haven't before.
Yeah.
So that really, I mean, that's been in the water for a while. It's been a part of the human-centered design work you mentioned. We've been doing that in workplaces for a few years now. We spent the last 2 years doing it in workforce systems. I'm a huge believer in just the power of invite people to the table to actually be part of solving the problem, and you're going to have a better outcome.
Yeah.
And so now we're finding ways to really incorporate that perspective and that role, having workers at the table across all of our work, whether it's designing workforce programs or looking at how we can make the childcare system more effective. And that career navigation project that you led really helped set the stage for that in terms of like us going deeper with talking to workers and understanding their perspective.
Yeah, I think, so for me, what stands out about this year, in addition to what you're saying, and really, again, engaging voice in all of our work has been really exciting, and seeing our the collaboration, the co-creation process has had. We were just on a wrap-up call for our human-centered design work for the year. And what people were mentioning was just seeing our network partners engaging with people in their community to develop these solutions. And just when you create space for that, the magic that can happen and how people get really, really excited about that. And so we've really had an opportunity to lean into that because we've also spent a lot of time. Part of our booked and busy is that we've been on the road, I think way more than we have typically across the board at the National Fund. So we've really been in the community in ways that allow us to engage with our national partners and their stakeholders, which has been really exciting to see as well too. So when you think of, so let's talk about where you find inspiration in our work. I mean, I know it's all over. It's in shift, it's in career navigation and those kinds of things, but are there a couple of experiences that stand out for you that just kind of paints a really nice picture of how you've experienced this year? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, I think so. What really inspires me is when I see up close and in action great work that's happening that really challenges a lot of the ideas that we hold in place. Mm-hmm. I'm talking in the workforce development field and beyond. There are plenty of employers out there, especially small to mid-size, who want to create better workplaces for their employees, and because it's good for their business and it's good for the people they work with. So I was inspired. I went to a kickoff of one of our projects that's focused on workplace practice change, and hearing the employers, they're there as partners. And that's what we want at the National Fund. We want to be an organization that, with our network partners, really holds employers, brings employers to the table as partners. Mm-hmm. And seeing that and hearing about things that they have done differently to support their workforce is very inspiring to me. And then related to that, when I think about, there were a few times throughout the year where we had workers at the table, and it wasn't like I've been in this field for a long time, and I think we've done a decent job of, you know, we want to highlight successes, and we should celebrate when people are able to accomplish finishing a training program and getting a job. That's different though than having workers at the table and having a say in what is different. So those opportunities, whether it was at Shift, at the career navigation panel, where we had workers come on stage and talk about what they wanted to see change and their perspective and their wisdom, that to me is very inspiring. Just seeing opportunities where we have truly engaged people in a different way, and we're knocking down these ideas that we sometimes tell ourselves that keep us from making progress, is that, oh, that's not going to change, we can't do that. It can. That keeps me going, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be super Pollyannish. Like, I mean, we had a great year, and obviously we're doing a look back, but what do you think, I don't want to talk about like necessarily struggles, but what are we still working on? Like, where do we need to move? Where do we see our opportunities? I mean, obviously we know what workforce development challenges we have in front of us and we want to work through those, but particularly with the National Fund, what kind of opportunities do we have based on what we've learned and what how we want to move? What opportunities do we have in moving forward?
Yeah. So at the National Fund, we are focused through our strategic plan process, really are confirming and defining our vision and mission as advancing race equity in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And we're not backing down from that. We see how important it is to create equitable practices, policies, and systems, because that's the only way that we're going to move forward as a country. That's the way that we support all families, businesses, communities. That's important that we continue to lean into that. That's really, really hard work to do. Mm-hmm. So especially when you think about bringing that lens to workforce development, it hasn't been that long. I mean, and again, like I have, my experience has largely been in more traditional workforce development spaces, workforce boards or community organizations. And we've talked about equality and equity and making sure we're reaching people who haven't had opportunities, but to really shift systems to make them more equitable is a whole different ballgame. And it's new to our field. And we have some really exciting things that we're testing out. We have awesome network partners who are also doing that work locally, but to figure out how to turn that into an ongoing practice and how to sustain it, figuring out where we can really lean in as the National Fund staff to support that, and where we have network partners who benefit from talking to one another. So there's just, we have room to improve in that area. And, you know, we're going into a year that is different, going to be different than the past several years have been. I think there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear about what that might mean. But I think we're in a position at the National Fund to stay really steadfast on our commitment to race equity and be here to create a supportive community for our network partners as they navigate different and new political, community, local environments. Mm-hmm. So we got all kinds of things we still need to lean into.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's a nice segue into like looking ahead. So, I mean, obviously doing that, but are there, when you think about 2025 and beyond, if you were to coin it, it will be the year of what? Let's just go ahead and do this. It's the year of what, Rafferty? I'll give you 10 seconds to think about it.
There is nothing I'm worse at than trying to name things that don't have about like 25 words associated with it. So I don't know that. I don't know if I can do that for you, Michelle, but I can speak to what I'm excited about.
Okay, well, go for that. Yeah, we'll be here all day. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and at the end, you can try to boil it down to one word. So I mentioned we've been going through a strategic planning process. So we are excited. We cannot wait to start to share components of who the National Fund's going to be going forward. I've already given away the most important detail that we will be continuing to focus on advancing race equity in the workforce, but we're going to really lean in more to thinking about what it takes to change local systems. And we hear that term thrown around a lot, systems change. We are in a really, I think, unique position where we have a network that we work with over the long term, and our network partners work over the long term with a variety of stakeholders. That is a special, special place to be in. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so much that we can do and lean into and thinking about just how do you actually think about broader systems and look at all the different levers that we can push to try and make a difference. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it does still feel, even though there's been a lot of talk and work about systems change, it's still like a big, scary, sometimes, you know, intimidating space to be in. So there's, excited to share, you know, more about what's coming. And then more concretely, some of the projects that we're working on right now, I think are super exciting. We are tackling, this is another place that could be intimidating, but we're tackling the issue that lack of access to affordable, accessible childcare holds our entire workforce and country back. Yeah. Yeah. And we're taking our approach to look at why is there a worker shortage? It's because job quality needs to be improved. So I'm excited about that work, and I'm excited about, oh, go ahead, Michelle.
No, I was going to say, so
you kind of cut me off.
No, well, the childcare work, I mean, it's fascinating, right? It's fascinating to see the communities that we're working with have, again, very local-based, place-based challenges, but also how they rise up and there's a through line around all of them. And it is around job quality, which in some ways you mean like, well, that's not really that much of a shocker, but the ways in which you can address it are numerous, right? And they have each taken a different approach. And I think that's really fascinating. So for me, just following along and supporting that project from the evaluation and learning in has been really, it's been exciting to see. And they're excited to be partnering with us on it. And what we're able to do in this space is we're able to use the tools that we've developed over the years through some of our other projects to engage with our stakeholders, our network partners and our stakeholders on this, whether it's the job quality outcome maps that we use when you're talking about job quality, whether it's like the systems change and those conversations that we have, not just with our network partners, but our stakeholders, whether it's the career navigation work, like we're able to bring the tools and resources that we've developed through our other projects and to see it so clearly land in a project like childcare is really, it's good to see.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what we've learned over the past few years, and I think definitely have seen this past year, is how much intersection there is across our different bodies of work. And that's how real life works. Like when workers are navigating their careers, they're encountering workplaces, different types of employers, different types of, community college, K-12 system, workforce programs, all of that. And, this work doesn't happen in silos. So we are also looking at ways that we can be more thoughtful about how we integrate our tools and frameworks and just our approaches. Mm-hmm. So I was going to try and coin the year, but.
Go ahead. You can work on it. I'll give you 10 Jeopardy seconds.
No. I can already tell before it comes out. It's not going to be a good brand.
Okay. Again, we didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on LinkedIn Live today. We really just wanted to do a look back and a look ahead and end on a really high note because it's been a good year for us. What are you looking for? We're about to go into our collective rest season at the National Fund. What are you looking most forward to doing in your off time that you can say on air?
That I can say on air. Thank you for that clarification. Important. I am looking forward to spending time with my kids. I think they're hilarious, which is nice for me. I actually like spending time with them.
They're funny.
They are. And just, spending some time sitting on the couch, watching TV. I like to do that. It's not super exciting, Michelle. Not very exciting, but I know how to relax like no one else does.
Yes, that's true.
So I'll be doing that.
Okay.
How about you?
Oh, good. I was going to wait for you to ask me.
I knew. How about you, Michelle?
I was like patiently waiting. Like she better ask me. What am I doing? Same, but in place of the kids, it's the dogs. Yeah, that kind of thing. It's still the same.
Yes, yeah, they're both housebroken. So lucky for us. Joy.
This is yes. We should stop here because it doesn't get much better after this.
Or better, depending on
depends on who's listening and who's watching and who's amused or not amused. Most of the National Fund people are not amused by them.
We have a whole wider audience now. Let's go.
So we're about to wrap up, but I want to just talk a little bit about state of the workforce. I mean, you have been at the National Fund how long?
Three years.
And the state of our workforce, as Josh Shee, our producer, likes to say. I have to do my.
Yes.
Thanks for you. Joshy, our producer, talks about the evolution of state of the workforce. I mean, it started off talking about the jobs report, and then it kind of morphed into a couple of things as, the world morphed. And then we started state of the workforce, where we spend time on LinkedIn Live and also make it available on podcasts. We are now shifting again. Shift seems to be a theme of what we do here at the National Fund. And so the podcast, what we're doing here, will go straight to podcast, which gives one of the things that we heard a lot from folks whenever we interview folks and we have these conversations, like, oh, these conversations are great, but they're so short. We really need more time to dig in. And so we hear that. And so we're going to create that space by doing a podcast where we can spend a little more time and engage more deeply around some workforce development issues. But this space will remain. And then we'll use that as an opportunity to highlight our network and what's happening with our network partners. And so that will be hosted by Henry Danner, one of our network manager who works with Holly. They're a great team. And so, and I'm not sure, he and Holly may go back and forth. It might just be Henry or whatever, but we're excited about having that platform to just focus on our network partners and their stakeholders and our stakeholders there, and having some really larger, bigger, deeper conversations around workforce. And so look for that in 2025. So we're excited about that. Yes.
So what do I have to do to be part of the agenda for 2025? Who do I need to talk to get back on? Stay there.
Well, I mean, you have to know someone.
Right. Over that.
You work on that. I mean, I can't.
Before we close, Michelle, you made me realize something before we end. I just want to thank all of our network partners across our 30 plus communities that have been such a big part of our success this year, that really contributed a lot of their time and great thoughts and idea and energy to helping us with our strategic plan. We also had a lot of other external partners that were a great help. And of course, our amazing, fantastic staff and our great board. Just can't leave without saying that end of the year, thank you for all for making this such an amazing year.
It's been a good year. Not gonna lie, it's been a good year, Raph.
I agree.
Do you have a cup where we can do a toast?
I have a cup of water. I do.
Okay. I mean, it's a purple fork. All right. Cheers, 2025.
Yay!
Thank you, everyone. That does it for us. Thank you for joining us on State of Our Workforce. It's our last one of 2025. We look forward to seeing you. And did I say 2025?
That's coming next.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you in 2025. See, we're there. We're at the end of the year. We should hop off now. But thank you, everybody. We look forward to continuing the conversations with you around workforce development and digging into issues that matter to us all. And we hope you have a fantastic holiday and a happy early 2025.
State of Our Workforce, Where Are We Now? Is a production of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. This episode was produced by Josh Enoch. The music in this episode is produced by Alex Productions. You can find past episodes of State of Our Workforce on our website at www.nationalfund.org. State of Our Workforce is also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you may listen. State of Our Workforce airs live monthly on LinkedIn. Follow the National Fund for Workforce Solutions on LinkedIn to get updates about the next live recording of State of Our Workforce.